The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You're listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon, where Ray shares tips and strategies for how to become a top earner in your company. Let's get into the episode.
Hello, hello, hello. Ray Higdon here, and excited to answer some more questions from our Rank Maker community. Rank Makers, what is up? What's up? What's up? All right, so some of these I have answered already, but I am going to, I got several others, all right? So Julie asks, how do you help out a team member who is working three jobs plus a network marketing business to focus and get results? So, you know, a couple things there. You know, I would say to, Amanda actually gave you a suggestion, that is to institute a power hour where you are, they are focused on just, you know, showing up, you know, to do their network marketing business in a particular time. It's a good, it's definitely good advice. You know, I'll tell you, I mean, you, if you're working three jobs and you have a network marketing business, you got to be hungry, man. You got to be hungry. And so, you know, teaching them to not create new time, but to use their existing time. So one of my favorite stories is we had a guy that was working 90 hours a week in one job, and he prospected when he was filling up his gas tank. So he would go to a gas station. He would only go to a gas station if he saw other vehicles. And while he was pumping gas, he would prospect. He also prospected on his lunch break, right? He'd eat a quick meal and go prospect or make calls. And so I think the biggest thing that people need to understand is that you're never going to create new time. Like time just exists, right? You know, you got whatever time you got, but it's using your time more powerfully and managing it better. So, you know, if you have a long commute, maybe you're making calls on the way to work or from work or whatever, and, you know, it may not be an ideal note-taking situation, but you got to do what you got to do if you're at three jobs, you know. And I would, if I'm a person with three jobs, I'm asking myself, where have I gone wrong in my life where I have to have three jobs? And so I would be hungry to change that situation, but, you know, not everyone is going to be. And so I would not, I would not overly pressure them, but I would just give them suggestions and just say, hey, what if you made calls while on the commute? What if instead of, you know, doing lunch at the restaurant, you brought it with you and then made calls the rest of the day? I mean, that's how I started my entrepreneur career is the last job that I had, I was making phone calls the entire time all throughout my lunch hour. And so I would eat a real quick, you know, lean cuisine back then. And then I would just walk outside and make a bunch of phone calls with a pad and a pencil or pen probably. And, you know, and I would just, that's what I did. And then eventually I left that job to go into being an entrepreneur full time. So hopefully that helps you out. Justin asks, what's the one effective way a marketer can capitalize on running sponsored Facebook advertising and why? So anytime someone asks me pretty much anything around, advertising is there's two main steps to advertising. And that's one, understand that the purpose of advertising is to create the ability to spend more. And that's weird for some people to hear. But, you know, we will test out an ad campaign and throw $500 at it, $1,000 at it in hopes that it works like crazy so we can throw a whole bunch more money at it. And so, you know, that's very important for people to understand. It's not, you know, hey, you know what? I got an extra $100 laying around the house. I'm just going to throw it toward an ad. That is not the way to approach ads. Ads should be approached in the manner of, hey, I'm spending this to test to see if it's profitable and if it's effective, and hopefully I'll be able to spend more money, okay? Number two, the number two most important point around ads is tracking. So the biggest mistake that I see around ads that people make is, you know, they'll have a website and it's, you know, whatever, justinsbusiness.com, whatever it is, right? And they'll post it on Twitter, they'll post it on Instagram, they'll post it on their Facebook, they'll email it out, they'll hang flyers in the laundromat, and everything's pointing to justinsbusiness.com. Then they'll run a run an ad to the same website. Okay? And the problem there is you don't know what's working. Maybe the flyer in the laundromat is working like crazy, but you don't know because you're not tracking it. You're sending it all to the same website. And so tracking, you need to, once you start spending a dollar in advertising, you need to be able to track what did it net? What did it bring you? How many leads? How many sales? How many customers? What did you get for that dollar so you know if you are able to spend $2 next time, all right? And so very important. Those are the two most important points. As far as effective, it's testing and tracking. You know, it's rolling out, you know, the first ad that you're not sure if it'll work or not, seeing how it performs, and then making little tweaks until you get it right. So hopefully that helps you out.
Thank you for listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon. And be sure to head over to rayhigdon.com/profits to download your free audio where Ray shares his 29 sources of network marketing leads. Tune in next time for more tips and strategies on how to become a top earner in your company.